This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Demivanda Bla. The headlines. Meghalaya government trying to make science and maths fun for students, says Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma. Government of India nominates renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Bhupendra Kumar Singh Sanjay as president of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Guwahati. Mizoram launches health ETMs at Civil Hospital Lungley and PHC Lungsen. Khowai District Hospital Tripura conducts successful hip replacement surgery for the first time. Now for the news in detail. The Meghalaya government is trying to make science and maths fun for students to encourage the learning of these two vital subjects at an impressionable age. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has underscored the government and organizations like NICTA and Smart Village Movement are trying to find ways to make science, technology, engineering and mathematics or STEM interesting, engaging and attractive. Mr. Sangma said this after inaugurating STEM Fusion, a workshop and student exhibition organized by Northeast Center for Technology Application and Research and Smart Village Movement, IISER Pune, at State Convention Center in Shillong yesterday. He also suggested that there should be lab on wheels or mobile labs for greater reach of students. The CM also advocates strongly of the need to have competitions in science and maths and urged the Education Department to have mandatory calendar events in schools. He further announced that a few innovative projects exhibited by the students will be selected and the government will fund those projects. The Government of India has nominated Padmashri recipient renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Bhupendra Kumar Singh Sanjay as president of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Guwahati. The AIIMS are premier institutions for quality medical education, research and patient care in India. At present, 19 AIIMS are functional across the country and AIIMS Guwahati is one of them. The foundation stone of AIIMS Guwahati was laid by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 26th of May 2017. The institute was established to correct regional imbalances in the availability of quality healthcare services, medical education and research in the northeastern region. The Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has nominated Dr. Sanjay to strengthen delivery of high quality patient care, medical education and research in the northeastern state. Professor Sanjay is a world famous orthopedic surgeon, clinical researcher, academician, author, orator, poet and social worker. Mizoram marked a historic milestone in public healthcare yesterday with the launch of health ATMs at Civil Hospital Lungley and PHC Lungsen under the flagship Healthy Lungley initiative. The inauguration program held at the Civil Hospital Seminar Hall was attended by Health and Family Welfare Minister Lal Rinpoche. He said the health ATMs will help bridge the rural-urban healthcare gap by enabling citizens to instantly check 35 vital health parameters, including blood pressure, sugar, BMI, ECG, lipid profile, oxygen levels, vision, hearing, and even mental health. The kiosk, equipped with Internet of Things technology, will generate digital health records for timely follow-up, while results will be available instantly on users' mobile phones, completely free of cost. The minister commended the Lungley DC's office for spearheading holistic health programs like Project LEAP for persons with disabilities and Project Bloom Maternal and Child Health. Deputy Commissioner Navneet Mann briefed on the project, which is being implemented under a tripartite memorandum of understanding between MVS India, the DC's office and ABCI Infrastructures Private Limited. A significant milestone has been achieved at Khowai District Hospital Tripura with the successful completion of a hip replacement surgery, marking the first such procedure in the hospital's history. Orthopedic specialist Dr. Aman Debarma successfully performed a complex hip replacement surgery on a patient within the hospital premises. The surgical team, including anesthesiologist Dr. Biswajit Debarma, along with other supporting healthcare personnel. The operation lasted approximately 1 hour and was executed without complications. According to Dr. Shirendu Riang, medical superintendent of Khowai District Hospital, although orthopedic specialists have been available at the hospital previously, surgical procedures could not be undertaken due to inadequate infrastructure. However, with the recent improvement initiated by the State Health Department, the hospital is now equipped to perform advanced orthopedic surgeries. The beneficiary of this milestone procedure was a patient over the age of 65 who underwent a right side hip replacement. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly yesterday held a special session to mark the conclusion of its Golden Jubilee celebrations, commemorating 50 years of its journey since inception in 1975. Initiating the discussion in the House, Parliamentary Affairs and Education Minister P.D. Sona highlighted that the House has conducted 137 sessions and 465 sittings in the past 5 decades, enacting several laws that paved the way for the state's development. He noted that the Assembly, now functioning digitally and paperless, has become a model for other states and remains unique for its disruption-free proceedings and developmental politics. Chief Minister Pema Khandu recalled that the Assembly first began functioning on 18th August 1975 and has since undertaken many informative, reformative and transformative legislations. Speaker Tesam Pongte described the 50-year journey not just as a measure of time but as a testimony to the state's democratic evolution. BJP leader N. Jangura was sworn in as chief executive member of the Lai Autonomous District Council, or LADC, for the second time yesterday. Additional DC of Lal Thalai District, David Lal Rinalma, administered the oath of office to the new CEM. After the swearing-in ceremony, Jangura announced the names of the 9 members of District Council he appointed as executive members. He will be facing a vote of confidence at the floor of the LADC today. Mizoram Governor General Vijay Kumar Singh appointed Jangura as chief executive member of the Lai Autonomous District Council following the resignation of V. Zirsanga of the Zoram People's Movements. The Assam Rifles, in collaboration with IIIT Manipur, signed a memorandum of understanding yesterday to promote drone technology for defense and security. The event was attended by Major General Ravroop Singh, IG Assam Rifle South, and the director of IIIT Manipur, highlighting the importance of Defense Academia cooperation. An advanced drone training and refresher course was also launched for Assam Rifle personnel, covering drone flights, operations, maintenance and DGCA certified training. Around 80 participants, including defense personnel and IIIT faculty, took part in the event, reaffirming the shared commitment to innovation and capacity building. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla yesterday chaired a series of meetings at Raj Bhavan Imphal to strengthen the digital ecosystem for better public service delivery. Key points discussed included an AI-powered case management system for legal matters, expanding e-office services, and using GIS for village and habitation analysis. Improving government communication through social media platforms was also highlighted. Governor Bhalla directed officials to take concrete steps for timely implementation of these IT-based services to make governance more efficient and transparent. Manipur Chief Secretary Puneet Kumar Goyal, Secretary IT and Land Resources T.H. Kiran Kumar, and Secretary to Governor Sumit Singh also attended the meeting. Chief Minister Neferio has welcomed Ajay Kumar Bhalla on assuming charge as the Governor of Nagaland alongside his responsibilities in Manipur. Welcoming him on behalf of the people of Nagaland, the Chief Minister said Mr. Bhalla's vast experience will be invaluable in advancing peace, harmony and progress in the state. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton also warmly welcomed Mr. Bhalla on taking charge as Nagaland Governor. In a social media post, he said Mr. Bhalla's wide administrative experience and dedication to public service will bring valuable guidance to Nagaland. Mr. Patton said the state is looking forward to his support in furthering peace, harmony and progress for the peoples of the state. Governor of Sikkim Om Prakash Mathur flagged in the National Integration Tour 2025 at Raj Bhavan Gangtok yesterday. The tour, organized by the Indian Army from 10th to 17th August, took 20 engineering students from remote border villages of Sikkim to the cities of Bengaluru, Mysuru and Hyderabad. During the week-long itinerary, the students visited premier institutions and establishments including ISRO, Infosys, Bharat Electronics, Biocon and T-Hub, Telangana's leading startup incubator. They also interacted with industry leaders, innovators and the governor of Telangana, gaining valuable insights into India's expanding and technological and entrepreneurial landscape. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.